walking meditation. So there are many ways of doing walking meditation. So you can just choose a spot wherever you are. I personally like to go into the forest somewhere, but I also do walking meditation waiting for the bus or the tube, wherever I find myself. So whatever, you just choose a spot where you can walk back and forth. Maybe an open, fairly level space or a patch 10 to 15 meters long. And you can first just walk a bit slower than normal. Just slowing down your pace like I'm doing now here in this forest near my home. Just beginning to take in your environment, the light, what's around you, just keeping an awareness with your feet and where you're walking. And then you simply become aware of your body moving through this space, aware of the sounds around you, the wind in the trees here, an early spring afternoon here. And when you come to the end of your patch, you just turn around and walk back. So first, don't make much of it. Just walk naturally, just a bit slower than normal. Allowing the body to relax. And as you do so, you probably notice that you're taking in your environment a bit more. You see what's in front of you and around you without looking around. You see the light, the shades. You hear the wind or other sounds. Maybe hear the sound of my shoes on the ground here with leaves, autumn leaves, withered. And then you turn around, come back, and just become aware of your whole body, your whole emotional field, walking here. Back and forth. And maybe then you feel the wish to slow down a bit more. I personally like to just to follow how the energy of the body moves. If it slows down, I slow down, which encourages more awareness. And when you come to the end of your track, you can just stand still for a bit. Rest there. Feel the feet on the ground, your weight. Feel your breathing. And the rest of the body relaxing. And carry on walking when you feel ready. So in a way you're trying to do not very much. You're just walking and being present to your body, your breath, and sense impressions flowing in, what you see, what you hear, how your body feels. And stopping, if the sun is shining, you can see the beautiful light, the shades. And feel nature surrounding you, or whatever is around you. If it helps, you can think that here I'm safe. I can relax in this place. And then you just walk. Breathing into your whole experience. As this is the last exercise in the book, Train Your Mind. Maybe you also want to bring to mind Tonglen or any other aspect of the training you find helpful, striking. Maybe in this walking here, just being aware, open to your whole experience. And noticing the clarity that comes. To your vision. And also aware of sensitivity, which we explored earlier on. The warmth. Sensitivity to yourself and your whole experience. And just walking. So you can carry on walking like this for another 5 or 10 minutes. You can also just stop and stand. Maybe lean against a tree. Resting, relaxing in your experience. And then when you end this walking meditation, you can take it with you into your everyday life. Whenever you find yourself walking, and when you're not having to get to a place on time, you can just slow down. And stop and breathe. And now allow the world to reveal itself to you. If you stand still or sit still in nature, maybe the birds will come out, or other animals. And show themselves. So, good luck with your practice. Bye for now.